continue the time in halachas on shilas that came out of Hurricane Sandy. So one of the very common shilas was on the Shabbos of the hurricane when there was a blackout and there was no electricity. People want to know, can they use flashlights around their homes on Shabbos? So you have to identify what the potential isurim might be. So one potential issue is that of shalheves, a flame. The Gemara in Shabbos assumes is muktzah. The Gemara says this in the context of saying that the ner, the psila, and the shemen, the wick, the kli that holds the oil, and the oil itself are all a basis l'davar ha'asur, which means there's something that supports muktzah. What's the muktzah item itself? The actual flame is muktzah. So you're not allowed to move a flame. So if a flashlight has it, and it's a type of muktzah that apparently you're not even allowed to move l'tzorach gufa, l'tzorach makomo, even if you need it or you need the place that it's taking up. So if a flashlight has a din of a flame, that would be a problem. The other potential issue is that it might be a kli shemalachto l'isser, another type of muktzah, which is something that you normally use to perform something, a malach that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, would have the status of a kli shemalachto l'isser, but a kli shemalachto l'isser is mutzal l'taltal tzorach gufal tzorach makamo. You're allowed to move a kli shemalachto l'isser if you need it or you need the space that it's occupying. A third potential issue is a gzeira shema yichabe, that we do have a concern that we're afraid to be metaltal in there. The Gemara says on Shabbos that you might come to extinguish it. So maybe we should have such a similar concern when it comes to a flashlight, not that it will accidentally get extinguished, but that you're so used to extinguishing it, you're so used to shutting it off when you put it down, that you might come to shut it off. Now, Chazal clearly never made such a gzeira on a flashlight, but maybe it's kedai to make a gzeira, such a gzeira on a flashlight, because that's always the way that people use it. So it's important to differentiate between different types of flashlights. As far as a regular bulb, classic light bulb type of flashlight, so Rav Shechter held that it does not have a din of a flame, even though normally we would assume that a regular incandescent bulb has a din of an eish, so much so that Rav Chaim Ozer, they say, used to make a bracha bori ma'ori ha'eish on an incandescent bulb, that a mamish has a din of an eish. Rav Shechter thought it does not have I didn't hear this directly from Rav Shechter, but his son-in-law, Rav Tani Cohn, told me that Rav Shechter held that it does not have a din of shalhevis in regards to muktzah, because the whole din of shalhevis is only when the flame is separate from the wick, oil, and lamp that holds it. But in a flashlight, it's all one kli. So he thought that it would not have the same din as shalhevis. The majority of poskim, I think, would assume that probably it does have a din of a shalhevis, and therefore would be muktzah. Rav Moshe certainly seems to be machmir that way. In one of the English muktzah svarim, they have a printed letter from Rav Moshe where he says that he's not sure whether it has a din of shalheves, but we should definitely be machmir and assume that it should be treated like a shalheves. And therefore, it would seem that if you have a classic flashlight with a regular incandescent bulb, that would be the type of muktzah, according to Rav Shechter, would be mutter to carry on Shabbos, but according to other poskim, including Rav Moshe, would be the type of muktzah that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. However, now, more commonly than those types of flashlights, you find LED lights in the flashlights. They're much brighter, they're much higher quality lights, so most commonly you'll find those kinds of flashlights now that have an LED light. Now, an LED light definitely does not have a din of a shalheves. It's not a flame by anyone's definition of a flame. The question then becomes, is it a kli shemalachta l'isser? So this may depend on how you define kli shemalachta l'isser. Meaning, do you normally use a flashlight to do something that's usser? So that's not really true. You normally use a hammer to do something that's usser. You would use a hammer to build a table, let's say, right? That's usser to do on Shabbos. A flashlight you normally use to see. Seeing is an usser. It just happens to be that normally you need to turn it on, which is usser, in order to be able to use it. But you don't use it for something that's usser. So a flashlight may even be better than a kli shemalachta l'isser. May not even be a kli shemalachta l'isser. Even if it is a kli shemalachta l'isser, the halacha would be that a kli shemalachta l'isser, you're allowed to be metaltal tzorach gufo. When you need it, you're allowed to move a kli shemalachta l'isser. So let's say I need the hammer to crack open a nut. That's the example Shulchan Aruch gives, that I want to use the hammer to crack open a nut. You're allowed to do that because you need the kli. So you're allowed to use a kli shemalachta l'isser when you need it. So it would seem that an LED light, according to just about everybody, should be mutter to use use on Shabbos, in the case of, we wouldn't recommend it l'chadchila, but in the case of a blackout, would be mutter to use on Shabbos, provided, of course, that it's turned on before Shabbos. You definitely can't turn it on Shabbos, and obviously the batteries eventually will drain from the light. You can't turn it on or off on Shabbos, but it would seem that it's mutter. Someone told me that Rabbi Sabalovsky held that it's aser, but I did not get a chance to speak with him yet. I sent him an email, he told me I should call him. I did not get a chance to speak with him yet to try to find out why he holds that it's aser. So I don't really understand why he holds that it's aser, but it seems that the majority of poskim shachter certainly hold that it's mutter in this case. Rabbi, you guys told me, I don't remember who, someone told me that Rabbi Kelmer in West Hempstead suggested that the third concern is a real concern, the issue of that you might come to turn it off, so you should cover the switch with something, with a piece of tape or something to remind you not to shut it on, not to turn it on or shut it off on Shabbos. So that's in terms of using a flashlight around your house. What about carrying a flashlight outside on Shabbos when there's no Erev? So it's a davar pashut that carrying a flashlight outside is aser. If there's no Erev, you're not allowed to carry it. However, what about the coal miner flashlights? A lot of people had this, where they wrap the flashlight around their head. It's a flashlight that wraps around the head, and you're able to, and it has a big light in the front, and wherever you look is lit up. So it's a coal miner flashlight mutter. So I was thinking, my brother told me, that probably you should look at Rav Moshe's tshuva about wearing a wristwatch on Shabbos, and see what Rav Moshe says about that, and see if it would apply to the coal miner flashlights. Why would he say it's like a wristwatch? Because if when you wear a watch, if it were broken, and it didn't tell you time, you wouldn't wear it. It's not a malbush per se. It's not something that you're wearing to protect you from the elements, or even many watches, not even as a fashion statement. You're just wearing it because you want to be able to tell the time. It has some other function that's not a clothing related function. So the same is true with the coal miner flashlights. You're not wearing it because it's protecting you for, you know, like from the cold or the heat. You're not wearing it because of any fashion statement. Whatever fashion statement you're making with the coal miner flashlight is one that you don't want to make. So you're wearing it because it serves a function. So someone else said to me, better than a wristwatch, a better example would be glasses. Can you wear glasses? That's something that helps you see. Certainly like the coal miner, thank you very much. Certainly like a coal miner flashlight helps you see. That's its function, is to help you see. And there is this significant discussion in Poskim about wearing glasses. But going to Rav Moshe's tshuva about the wristwatch, it seems that Rav Moshe holds that wearing a wristwatch on Shabbos, even if it's not fashionable to do so, as long as you wear it on your wrist, not a pocket watch. Pocket watch, he says, is aser. But wearing it on your wrist, Rav Moshe writes, would be mutter because the defining heter is something that you wear. If it's something that you wear, then it's mutter. And he has two rayas. One raya he has is the Gemara talks about in Masechta Shabbos, a tabas sheyesh le'achosam. They used to have signet rings. So a signet ring, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. And we're talking about a case where it's not a fashion statement at all. It's not a positive fashion statement. But still, a man is allowed to wear a signet ring on Shabbos. Why? Because he's wearing it. So even though you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, but since he's wearing it, he's allowed to wear it outside on Shabbos. That's one raya he has. The other raya he has is the Gemara in Shabbos Tav Kuf Chaf says that if a person wears a handkerchief around his neck, he's allowed to walk outside with it on Shabbos when there's no Erev. And Rashi says, what does he use a handkerchief around his neck for? To wipe his eyes and wipe his mouth when he needs to, so he has it hanging down a little bit to wipe his eyes and his mouth from the handkerchief that's around his neck. And Rav Moshe says it's pashut, according to Rashi, that we're talking about where he's not using the handkerchief to warm his neck or as any other sort of malbush. The whole function is to wipe his eyes and wipe his mouth. Now, if that's the case, this is something that serves a function that's not a clothing-related function, but because you're wearing it, that makes it mutter. It would therefore seem that anything that you wear on your body, even if it's not serving a clothing-related function, would not be a problem of carrying. So, according to Rav Moshe, so the coal miner flashlight would seem to me would be mutter according to Rav Moshe. Again, provided that it was left, that it's an LED light, and that it was left on before Shabbos, and then you'd be allowed to wear it outside. It would seem to me that should be the halacha.